Hey, sorry to interrupt. Can I pull you for a chat real quick? Oh, yeah, of course. Here. No. I got you. Give me a. There you are. Oh, after you, darling. Oh, thank you for letting me have her. Oh, my morning's going great. How's your morning going, beautiful? I've been trying. Yeah, since breakfast. No, you didn't have to thank me. Listen, I just wanted to make sure that your first night in the villa and your first morning was, you're treated well. I can tell everyone's been pulling you all morning. I mean, it's to be expected, you're the bombshell. No, here, I got you. Oh, take a seat. Oh, you want me closer? Here. Oh, is that better? Oh, so. How's your morning been so far? I know. Damien pulled you, Tyler. No, they're good lads. A bit, yeah. I mean, my situation is a bit complicated because we went into it thinking we could maybe turn into something more, and then it just turned into like a really good friend match, you know? And like, no, she's a great girl. She's literally grand. She's wonderful, and and her and Tyler are hitting it off now, which I'm really happy for them. Yeah, of course. I mean, I wanted her to have, I wanted to have her match, like I wanted her to have a really good Love Island experience because I think she's wonderful and she's literally the sweetest girl. And no, it just wasn't like we have really good banter, but like the physical just wasn't there, Like we'd have a cuddle and stuff in bed and. But like I gave her like we gave her a kiss and like we were like, oh no, we know we're friends. It's like that kind of thing when like you aren't certain until you give a kiss and then you give a kiss and you're like, oh no, I think we're better off being friends. No, yeah, exactly. I don't know, it's hard because things everyone's asked me this question. They're like, oh, what's your type physically and all this kind of stuff, and I don't know, I don't really have a physical type. No, I think, like for me at least, I have to know somebody. I have to like really get to know them before I'm like, oh yeah, you're really physically attractive. Like you're fit, because like you're like I mean I look at you like you're like I look at you and I'm like, oh yeah, she's fit and like she's beautiful, but like, is there anything more? Like I have to have like these conversations to know to like kind of really unpeel it, because otherwise it's just like. Yeah, because that's just physicality, and like anyone, you could be like physical with anyone, and it's not really. Yeah, exactly. You're looking for something more. You're looking for something like elevated. Yes, exactly. And like, I don't know. We got up to it yesterday, and like I was talking to you, and I was like, oh wow, this girl's like real. Like I don't know. I just like the way you talked, and like, yeah, the contents of our conversation was lovely. I thought it was like. Yeah. I really haven't really gone deep with anyone, like especially like so deep so quickly. Like we literally just sat down and like we just had this crazy conversation, and like I don't know, it just felt like it was flowing. And I don't know if it's just me or if it like you felt it on your end as well, but like it was just like amazing. And like I just felt like such good energy coming off of you, and I just feel like I'd be crazy not to come and be like, yeah, because I don't know, I feel like. And here's, maybe I'm crazy, but like I feel like most of the time people come in here and their whole energy and their whole vibe is like, be like protect your heart and like don't actually speak on how you feel. Like if you do, it's always like, you're always very cautious about it and you're always real worried about like whether or not, they feel the same way or if. Yeah, exactly. 'Cause like I don't know. I think it's different than like dating on the outside, because on the outside it's not like, I mean sure anyone around you can like turn your head and stuff and like, but like there's it just feels different than dating inside the villa, because like genuinely tomorrow someone could come in and turn your head and then that's it, and then like whatever we had just kind of falls apart, which is hard. It's hard to want to be like, oh, I want to be so open with you, when I know in like the next 24 hours you could just turn around and break my heart. Cause I'm gonna sound like Georgia, but like I mean it when I'm saying I'm like so loyal. Like once I find the person, I'm like, that's it. Like my head's not gonna be turned. Like I'm not gonna be like, oh, someone else, because like for me it's the connection, and like if the connection's really, really strong and like really important, like why would I fuck it up, you know? Because that's genuinely what you're doing. You're throwing away what you had for something new, which you don't know what it is. I don't know if that's playing it safe, though. I feel like that's just the boys talking. Like, the boys will be like, oh, you're playing it safe. But it's just because, like, that's the thing is, like, everyone's just trying to get in a triangle. At least from the boys' side. I'm not saying from, no, because I don't think that they want to be, you know, and I don't know. I don't feel like it's fair. Well, if someone else expressed interest in me, and I was in a couple with you, right? Say we were. Like, you was just you and me. I would tell them that I was... Well, it depends on what we... Have we decided to close off? Yeah, because I think that's a conversation. I think that's a real conversation that you have to have. You have to... Like, you can't just assume you're closed off once you get in a couple. Like, as much as I'd want to assume that and be like, oh, yeah, we're in a couple. We're closed off. Like, you have to have the conversation. Because otherwise... I think that's what it comes down to at the end of the day, is like, how good can you communicate? Like, how good can you talk to the other person, and how good can they understand you? And I feel like I understand you quite well, and I feel like you understand me quite well. You know? Yeah, exactly. No, I know. I don't know. You're gonna have like so many more conversations today. Like you're gonna be talking to everyone. You're gonna talk to Alec. You're gonna talk to, yeah, to Michael. And you know they're gonna pull you. Obviously, I know they're gonna pull you. I think everyone's gonna pull you at least, because like you're the bombshell. You're gonna come in. People are gonna want to chat you up, and that makes complete sense. And I get it. You know. No. I don't. Because I'm not looking for reassurance. I'm not looking for you to be like, oh yeah, tell me anything. I just want to have my peace, you know. Like I just want to make sure you know before today, you know, where I stand, and just kind of where my head's at, so that at least it can inform your decision. Because like, exactly. And you never know what's going to happen. And I don't think I'm thumbing the scale. I don't think. Is that what I'm doing? Is something on the scale right now? I mean, if I am, I hope I'm doing it in my favor. Because I do... The honest to God truth is, I really do like you. I really, really, really like you. And I really hope there's a recoupling so that... Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you're very sweet. You are. Oh, I mean, no. Compared to you, that's crazy. Well, no, I'm just glad you're thinking about it. I just want my head to be in the conversation. You know, I wanted my name to be in there so that. Yeah, so like, you know, when you're tonight, when you're going to bed, you're thinking, you're like, well, you know, I had a good chat with him today, and you know, and he's pretty fit, and we have good banter. Yeah, like check. Yeah, exactly. What? Yeah, of course. Yeah, or how was that? Oh, no. Oh my God. Oh my God, they ruin everything. Oh, they're literally the worst.